4D Listening, Exercises 2 and 3, page 46.
Good evening and welcome to A World of Festivals. I'm Bob Peters and I'm here in Rio de Janeiro at the Sambadrome for the true highlight of the Rio Carnival, the Rio Samba Parade, the climax to this famous celebration. The atmosphere is electric here. I don't know if I can find the words to describe it, but I'm certainly going to try for all you listeners at home. Let's start with a little bit of history. The Rio Samba Parade actually began in local neighborhoods with people singing and dancing on the streets. It soon turned into a competition for samba schools. It got so big that it moved off the streets in the 1980s and into the Sambadrome, a 700-meter-long stadium which can hold over 70,000 spectators. There are other carnival parades all over Rio, just as there have been since the Rio Carnival started just under 300 years ago. But this parade is the big one. Over two nights, from sunset until sunrise, samba schools compete against each other in this packed stadium and to a huge national and international television audience. These are the images of the Rio Carnival that everyone is most familiar with. I'm here on the first night of this parade, and let me tell you, looking at the standard of dancing, the judges are going to have a tough time deciding who the best dancers are. The parade so far has been choreographed to perfection, but then it has to be when there are between 3,000 and 5,000 dancers in each samba school. Each school is made up of dancers from a particular community in Rio, and every dancer has a specific role to perform. Right now, for example, there's the couple who carry a flag belonging to the school dancing at the front of this parade. They're holding up the school's flag. And here come the whirling ladies. They spin around and around and are usually the dancers with the most experience. It might look easy, but trust me, it's not. It takes a lot of skill to keep spinning round like that for about an hour and not fall down. It's making me feel dizzy just watching them. Coming up now is a group of about 300 drummers, and in front of them is a young woman wearing an impressive costume and an elaborate headdress decorated with what looks like jewels. She's the queen of the drummers, and she leads the dancing to the drummer's rhythm. It's her job to inspire all the dancers, so she needs plenty of energy and enthusiasm. I've got to say a few words about the floats that we have here in the stadium, some of which are as big as a three-story building. Some of the smaller ones are being pushed, but bigger ones are motorized. These floats are absolutely amazing. I can see one that is decorated as a huge lion's head. The floats are carrying special guests and dancers, all of them in extravagant costumes. The costumes in the parade are really colorful and incredibly well decorated. Materials such as feathers, sequins, and crystals are used, and unbelievably, they are all handmade. When each year's carnival finishes, people immediately start getting ready for the next. The preparations are all year round, and that's the case for the floats, the dancers and the bands too. They have to rehearse for months, working with each other to perfect their timing and to build up their fitness. Everyone's dancing, singing, and for those who are beginning to get a little tired, there are refreshments like hot dogs, ice cream and soft drinks. And let me assure you, even a spectator has to keep their energy up if they want to enjoy this non-stop all-singing, all-dancing festival.